Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Cronin. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Combs scores. Gehrig scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ruth tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey bunts for a single. Ruth scores. Lazzari moves to second. It's 3-0, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Combs moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari is hit by the pitch. Bill Shore's now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Musel hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell pinch hits for Bill Shores. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Cy Perkins now catching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Haas out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Burns now playing first base. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Koenig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Koenig reaches second base with a double. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Earl Combs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing center field. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Orwell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hale. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Musel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-1, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Homer Summa now playing left field. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Koenig is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Lowry now playing third base. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Walt French now playing right field. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing left field. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Athletics 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. Burns reaches second base with a double. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Hale steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.